Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always,
always
use your head.
You are now listening to ChairShot Radio. Always use your head.
The date is Tuesday, March 2nd. This is another edition of Chair Shot Radio. Of course, Chair Shot Radio, your daily fix of sports entertainment. Well, excuse me. I fucked that up, didn't I? I'm not even going to re-record it. I'm just going to re-say it. Sports entertainment and sports entertainment. My name is Greg DeMarco, your Tuesday morning host. Also, your Wednesday morning host, so that's coming up as well for Chair Shot Radio. I'm excited to be with you today. I've got a super fun topic to talk to you about as I promoted a sold-out wrestling event this past weekend, IZW Monster 2021. I am going to go through some backstage stuff, a little inside baseball for you. So definitely stick around for that. Of course, the Chair Shot Radio is part of the Chair Shot Radio Network, which you can hear over... Well, you know where it is. You heard the opening. It's at thechairshot.com, where we encourage you to always use your head. Now, thechairshot.com is your home for pro wrestling reviews, opinions, analysis, plus what I told you before at the second time, you know, the first time I fucked it up, right? Sports entertainment and sports entertainment. You get pop culture, you get sports, you get video games, movies, so much more over at thechairshot.com. So head on over there. Use your head. Head on over to thechairshot.com. Also, go to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Pick up your very own Chair Shot t-shirt. We've got the logo designs. We've got the OG Chair Shot shirts. We've got the Always Use Your Head shirts, as well as the personality shirts and the podcast shirts. We've got funny ones like hashtag journalism, as well as Jesus Did the Job, Queen of Soft Style. We got the hashtag Save Tag Team Wrestling shirt. Everybody Hates Greg. Shirts for shows like Bandwagon Nerds and Winner Is You. Even the now-defunct Plat Blast 2020 campaign shirt. So head on over to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Pick up one of those shirts. Later this week, their March Madness theme sale will be taking place. I don't know the promo code yet. It's probably going to be March, maybe Madness. Hell, maybe both. But you can definitely take advantage of that. Get yourself a Chair Shot t-shirt. Again, that's ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Social media for you. The website is at Chair Shot Media. That's Facebook, Instagram, and the Twitter. And of course, me, Greg DeMarco, I'm at Chair Shot Greg on Facebook, Instagram, and the Twitter. Facebook is kind of all-encompassing. Instagram tends to have a lot of the CrossFit fitness as well as leukemia updates, and Twitter tends to be all about wrestling. So go check those out. Give it a follow. You won't be sorry that you did. All over at thechairshot.com. Of course, Chair Shot Radio's every single day. I'm with you on Tuesday and Wednesday. Thursday is Head Trauma Thursday with Ray Cash and Mags, Darren Mags Kirkby from over the pond, across the pond. Friday morning, PC Tunney comes back. Saturday is Christopher Platt and Andrew Belaz. The Pot is War Crew. Sunday is Patrick O'Dowd and David Ungar, part of the Bandwagon Nerds crew. I mean, Patrick obviously does the Babyface Heel podcast with me, but Him and David Ungar do the Bandwagon Nerds. So that is your Sunday show. Monday is, of course, PC Tunney, Percival Charles himself, and then right back around to me, Greg DeMarco, on Tuesday. So go check all of those out each and every single day. They can range anywhere from 15 to 20 minutes to 90 minutes, depending on who you're listening to. All found at thechairshot.com. Of course, if you listen on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, Google Play, YouTube, and so many more, go ahead and like, subscribe, and leave us that 5-star review. And tell a friend. Tell a friend what you think of the shows. Let them check it out. Have a conversation. You never know. You can even email me if you're feeling crazy. Just send an email over to Greg DeMarco at thechairshot.com. Maybe you want to write. Maybe you want to podcast. Obviously, come. People just send me, like, I'd like to podcast, but they don't have a topic. They don't even have a partner. Like, they just want to join an existing podcast. I got to be honest with you. Not a lot of existing podcasts are looking for people. If you're a female looking to host a podcast, maybe on politics, we might have you something there. But besides that, I mean, you got to come with your idea, with your crew, and the ability to do it, because we've got shows that aren't really looking to add people. So, but if you've got a show, maybe that'll fit what we're doing over here at thechairshot.com. So here in a moment, I'm going to jump into this past Saturday's sold out IZW Monster event, give you some backstage information on some of the things that we did, and just a lot of fun with that. It was a great time. Very proud of the event, and I'm really excited to talk to you about it here in a moment. So stay tuned behind the scenes at IZW Monster 2021.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
Welcome back. I definitely appreciate you listening and supporting our sponsors. Always appreciate the opportunity to get on board with those sponsors. They give us a lot of support, just like t-shirts. That's how we keep this thing rolling. So I appreciate you all doing that. Now, the ChairShot logo and the slogan, "Always Use Your Head," appears at the bottom of the poster as a sponsor for Impact Zone Wrestling. Now, I do that because that is the wrestling promotion that I promote, along with one other person. And we've been promoting IZW events since October of 2019. The company ran from 2000 to 2010. Then went dormant for a decade after the venue closed down. It came back in 2019 for a reunion show in May, and that is what prompted us to bring it back on a quarterly basis, and it has really become the show to be at, the place to be at. Some people call it the United Nations of Pro Wrestling, because we get people from all over to come in and work these shows, people showing up backstage, trying to get booked, so much more. And I want to give you some backstage access, I guess, on things that we did this past go-round for IZW Monster. Now, Monster is a 13-man rumble. You all know how a rumble works, the Royal Rumble. Everyone enters. We use about 2 to 3 minute intervals and bring everybody into the ring. Obviously, eliminations occur. When we get down to the final two, then it becomes pinfall or submission. And this time around, the first time, Monster 2020, which is won by a local wrestler known as Watson, he won that from the number one position, and he got to pick any match of his choosing, and he decided that he was going to take the number one contendership, put it in a briefcase, and hang it above the ring in a ladder match against his chief rival, Mr. Classic. And that match actually just took place at Monster 2021. It was delayed, obviously, due to COVID. So That's why that one took place there in Monster 2021. But Monster this year held a little bit of a different stipulation because we were going to have a tournament to crown our first champion in over a decade. That had to be delayed as well simply because of COVID, and we weren't able to run in May of 2020. So as things continued to get delayed, we did Nav 30, celebration of the Navajo Warrior, back in November. Came around to Monster 2021, and I decided that we would put our championship on the winner of Monster 2021. Now, we have a lot of great young talent, a lot of established talent as well, but we actually put the championship on a wrestler who's been primarily wrestling in tag teams and since we came back in IZW, a gentleman by the name of Thugnificent, one of the most over baby faces in all of Arizona wrestling. He does a great job and has gotten himself over in a short period of time, especially with the IZW fan base. And so we decided to put the championship on Thugnificent. And it came down to Thugnificent and the Hawaiian Lion, 20-year veteran of professional wrestling here in Arizona. A great opportunity for him as well. And like I said, I'm gonna go inside now. So if you're big on kayfabe and all that stuff, listen, I appreciate you listening. Shut this thing off, okay? Because I'm going inside. I just wanna warn you right now. Pulling back the curtain. I'm doing something that will probably piss some people off. I'm going inside, all right? Wrestling is pretty. I'm telling you. I'm fucking warning you. It's gonna happen. Okay. Wrestling is predetermined. You guys know that, all right? I'm not going to say it's fake because I see it. I'm backstage. I see how that shit hurts. I had a referee had to leave because he hurt his leg and couldn't work the main event. So we had to go quickly get somebody else. And that was the referee who was going to take care of the final two. So, of course, you know, always have a plan. That's what I say. So we decided to put the championship on Thugnificent. However, if you were backstage and you read the format, because we're a professional organization, we have a format with notes, winners, times, everything. It did not say he was going to win. It said the Hawaiian Lion was going to win. We didn't tell him he was going to win. We wanted to see that legitimate emotion out of him during that post-match promo in the ring, during the backstage promo that we would film with Thugnificent. We wanted it to be real, as real as possible. And so what happened when it got down to the final two, the first spot that Lion and Thug were supposed to do was a roll-up spot. Right, Thugnificent trying to take advantage of the opportunity. You know, he's an opportunist. Rolls up Hawaiian Lion, get the two count, and that's how we kick things off for their last few minutes of the singles match before Hawaiian Lion was scheduled to win. Or so Thugnificent thought. He rolls him up. Ref gets the two, and Thugnificent, as I found out later, was reminding Hawaiian Lion, kick out, kick out. Hawaiian Lion says no and grabs a hold of Thugnificent's arm to make sure he can't do the kick out for him. And that hand slaps the mat for number three, and the match is over, and your brand new IZW World Heavyweight Champion, first person to wear that belt in over a decade, is none other than Thugnificent. His first pinfall victory since IZW came back. Now, he's in a tag team. That tag team has been victorious on several of our events right now and has a great record, but it's always been his partner who has scored the pinfall. So it was a great opportunity for me to swerve everybody, to kind of go with the shock value and give Thugnificent that opportunity to become the IZW World Heavyweight Champion. Now, Adrenaline, our commissioner, gets in the ring, presents him with the championship, and he has to cut a promo. Now, he didn't know he was going to have to cut. And so what you got was real, raw emotion from him. Now, he talked about how he's been working his entire career for a moment like this. And when that moment comes, you know how sweet it is. But he's been a champion in other promotions. He's been the top champion in at least two promotions, if not more. But I know this is different. Everybody, you know, and I'm proud to say this. I'm not bragging. It's proud as hell. We've created something amazing with IZW. And we run these quarterly events, and they're must-see events. We sold out the event where he won the championship a month beforehand in the COVID era. We sold it out. We have had tickets on sale since Friday for our May 15th event. And we're almost sold out of our couches. We are sold out of our couches, which is a premium seat, as well as all of our front row is almost sold out. We literally have two left at the time I'm recording this. By the time you listen to it, those two will probably be gone. But that so it means the world for Thugnificent to get that victory, and even better that he didn't know. So he got that look of shock on his face, you know, which is great for how he won it, but it was real shock. He cuts that promo. His tag team partner went out to celebrate with him. His tag team partner was getting ready to head out to the lobby, get things ready for his merch area. And I had to grab his tag team partner, EJ Sparks, and say, hey, you might want to go to Gorilla. And he's like, why? And I was bringing him over. And then I talked to our commissioner. I needed to make sure she knew. And she had been smartened up a few minutes beforehand and basically told him, your partner's about to become the World Heavyweight Champion. I was like, I know what the paperwork says, but we did that on purpose. You need to be ready to go out there. And so we explained to him, you know, let adrenaline present the title, then go out and celebrate. And that's what we did. And it worked. And if you go at IZW Wrestling AZ, you'll see the picture on our Instagram feed, for as well as our Facebook feed and our Twitter, for Thugnificent, the brand new IZW World Heavyweight Champion. He's ecstatic. I can tell you that right now. He loves belts. He even has his own belt that he, you know, carries around as a character. But to have that championship around his waist, I'm excited. I'm proud that we created that moment as a commissioner or as a promoter. I'm proud that we put this together and did that for him. And we're able to create that real emotion, real spot, real opportunity, and made something that's really, really cool. Something I'm very proud of, very excited about for Thugnificent to walk around as the IZW World Heavyweight Champion. Now, Watson, who I talked about before, who won Monster last year, did win that ladder match in Mr. Classic, does make him the number one contender. So on May 15th, Watson and Thugnificent will wrestle for the IZW World Heavyweight Championship. And that's something I'm really proud of as well, because we're going to main event our next event with the IZW World Heavyweight Championship, and we will have two young African-American stars wrestling for the IZW World Heavyweight. The first defense of this brand new, physically brand new title will be between two African-American wrestlers. That was not done on purpose. That's not something that I wanted to make sure we did on purpose as a company, because we wanted to put that together for everybody. Instead, that is something that really came together because of how talented those two individuals are. And then it hit me what we were doing, and I was even more proud of that. We did put two black wrestlers in the ladder match and gave them that spotlight and that huge, and we've been building it for a year. And that's, you know, I hate when people say I don't see color, because if you don't see color, that's a physical, right? That's a disability. That's, you know, color blindness. I'm assuming it's a disability. I apologize if it's not. But people are lying when they say I don't see color. You have to see color. You have to acknowledge it, and you have to support it. And that's what we're doing here in IZW. And I'm really proud that our booking philosophy lets the true talent rise to the top. And in this case, that true talent happens to be two African-American wrestlers that our public, no matter what color the public fans are solidly behind. So I am very proud of and very excited for that match to take place. So hit up another commercial here real quick, and then we will come back. It's going to be Driving with DeMarco as I continue to head over to CrossFit, but we will come back with a little more inside baseball and wrap things up on Chair Shot Radio.
This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
You know, funny story. First of all, thank you again for listening to those commercials. Funny story, as I was going to commercial, an email came through on my phone, which is how I record this when I'm in the car doing the Monday, Tuesday recording that I do for you guys for Tuesdays and Wednesdays. And lo and behold, email came through. Someone bought the last two front row VIP tickets, and that means we are officially sold out of the front row tickets as well as the couch seats. So couch seats gone, front row seats gone. We now are in a position to really have a packed house again at the Sun Studios of Arizona on May 15th for the event called Regulate. Regulate is actually named after Thugnificent. That's why usually I reveal the name of the show and everything, the theme for the next one, but couldn't do that here because it was being named after the winner of the Rumble, and that, of course, was Thugnificent. So IZW Regulate, head on over to our social media at IZW Wrestling AZ, especially on Facebook. We've got the ticket links there. You can buy those and definitely take advantage of what we have to offer. Website's getting updated, so that information's not on the website just yet. There's a box office link on the website that'll take you to buy any tickets we have on sale. And right now, those tickets are for Regulate, taking place on May 15th at the Sun Studios of Arizona. Now I want to pull it back a little bit more. So you guys know one of my two best friends in the whole world is Miranda Morales. The other one, of course, is Patrick O'Dowd. She is our interviewer, and she also produces a lot of the interview spots in IZW. She makes sure those take place, and then we put them together to put on the website. And we put together a promo for myself. I really wanted to thank the fans for their support. We had three straight sellouts, and every time it sells out faster and faster, regardless of the fact that we're in the midst of COVID and all of that. So we did that after, you know, between match 5 and match 6, which is right after intermission. Match 5 was a tag team squash match. Match 6 was a women's triple threat match. Monster was match 7, the main event. And I did a promo where I thanked the fans and just thanked them for all their support, and that went well. And then, when I assumed that promo was over, Miranda said, well, there is one other thing. And what I found out in the moment was that wrestlers had been going up to my wife, who was working the front table, with some other ladies who do an amazing job up there, and signing a poster. And that poster was a picture of me. And it said Greg DeMarco, and it said Unstoppable. And of course, you guys know, on December 28th, I was diagnosed with chronic myeloid leukemia. So this show was taking place 2 months later. And I've been dealing with all that stuff, right? Treatment, doctor's appointments, you name it. And they presented me with a signed poster right there in front of all the fans. They actually had my wife present it to me as Miranda introduced her. And just a great moment, an amazing feeling for me, and something that I'm super proud of as a person, as a husband, as a father, as a friend, all of that, that took place on this event. So, again, just a really, really big day for me and a really big moment. I had no idea they were doing that whatsoever, and just pulled it off so well. I'm going to stop it right there. I might give you some more backstage stories for tomorrow's show. We'll see what I do, but we're running out of time, so I'm very excited about the opportunity to share this with you. I am so proud to be a wrestling promoter and so happy to put in all the effort that it takes to make this go down. So thank you to everybody in Arizona and around, because people travel from California, Nevada, New Mexico, and Texas to come to these shows as fans. Not to wrestle on them, but to come as fans. So very proud of that having taken place. Head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/chairshot. Pick up a Chairshot t-shirt. Support our brand. Support us. Go over to unstoppablebrand.com to get an Unstoppable shirt. That supports me and my fight with chronic myeloid leukemia, as well as the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. So I'd appreciate you doing that as well. At Chairshot Greg on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. At Chairshot Media on Facebook, Instagram, and the Twitter for thechairshot.com. Sports, entertainment, and sports entertainment. Check us out tomorrow morning. Maybe more tales from backstage for me. Maybe something else that we shall see. But I want to thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of this. If you're local, thank you for all of your support of IZW Wrestling and what we've been able to do. To Steve and Michelle, many of you might know who they are, might not know who they are. Thank you for letting me do this. To Miranda, thank you for agreeing to jump on board from day one. To all the talent, to John, to all the talent backstage. Thank you, guys. To Trey, congrats. You deserve it. You're going to be amazing. To everybody else, man, let's keep kicking ass. I love you guys and appreciate all this so much. So thank you. Until next time, this is Greg DeMarco reminding you to be unstoppable and always use your head.
A little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart. And baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 Dream Beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.